this is a car driver radio check, Washington Mart. Fish and Wildlife 115, this is a car driver radio check, Washington Mart, over.
And clear with the State Patrol on line.
Roger, you got me, thanks.
Welcome, stay clear, 1200.
Snog 10, Westport Command. Snog 10, Command.
Snohawk 10, this is Branch West. Were you trying to get a hold of me?
My article. Affirmative. River is slowly backing up. I don't see a situation where there's going to be a catastrophic collapse or surge. It's just slowly going to pick its way through this quite sizable mud and debris field. Looks like it's backing up and starting to get some of the area farms wet as well.
Reese, Steve, is Snohawk 1 going to be in the air on this incident?
I don't know if any arrangements for that have been made. We can check with Robert 2.
Robert 2, Snohawk 1 is going to be en route shortly for video.
Branch West, copy. And I will give that information to the incident commander. I think it's important. We need to keep an eye on that and watch for anything that may be moving that would negatively impact our operation here.
Branch West, T-37.
Branch West, T-37, go ahead on PSOP 10-3.
After this bird picks up this matey, we've got a possible victim to the south of us, towards the towers. And then also, I'm getting reports that Steelhead Drive houses might be possibly all wiped out, and I'm not sure if they can look for an access as far as to get over there.
Okay, receive. T-37, go back to TAC 7.
To all helicopter units, we advise other helos in the area to be on 123.1 VHF. Snohawk 10 and other helos in the area working the 530 need to be on the radio 123.1 VHF.
HRT radio check.
Snohawk 1237, if you can hear me up there, we need the basket. To the helo above, your operator said that he's on simplex.
Robert 2 from Snohawk 10. Robert 2, go ahead. With the number of patients we're evacuating, maybe we'll coordinate with state that we got an ambulance strike team to come out here.
On the west end of the incident, we have ambulance and state to transport patients.
I say again, it looks like there's a strike team already here. I count six ambulances staged.
And Snohawk, we have more on the way for
Snohawk 10, Robert 2. Any ETA on fuel? Okay, well, we'll check you in. When you get down low enough, we may have to go back to Taylor's for fuel then.
Ole was en route through heavy traffic. Once he gets here, we can get him an escort.
Copy that.
Snohawk 10 from T-37.
Go ahead.
The other two guys that left our party and headed south, did you contact them?
I don't believe so. We've got one of our team members inserted down where the blue tarp injury was, packaging in a litter. We're going to do that litter hoist next.
Correct. I am here with him and the victim, but you went up and then you came back down, and we had two guys on the other side of these trees. Did you call? It looked like he lowered and talked to them.
We picked the subject and his son out, and we just left them off down here at the drop-off zone.
Excellent. Thank you.
Snohawk 10, HRT 22. I'm at 172nd Highway 9 heading to Taylor. I had to go around an accident.
Copy that. Inbound.
Back to airlift in the area. Airlift 6 is to go to the west side, Garrison, to the field. You have another one coming to you. 954 Alpha.
LC from Snowhawk 10, we're inbound with one litter patient. We'll need, with multiple injuries, we'll need a medic unit.
G48 copies.
Snowhawk 10, Robert 2.
Robert 2. We're thinking we're going to need the spare litter kit. If you can drag it out, we may be back to get it because we're going to have to come back for fuel probably in a half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, I have the fuel trailer hooked up now, and I will be escorting Ole Code up there, so it might be just as quick to wait.
Branch West, 237.
Branch West, are you on PSOP 10-3?
Affirmative. I'm going to switch back to 7, and it appears we've got another trapped victim towards the towers, and we're going to make our way over towards them unless you have a different opinion of that.
Yeah, I got a lot of radios going, so confirming you're bringing them out to the end of the flight on my end, and you got two of them? You need two ATARs?
Negative. We've got somebody that walked over towards the tower, and they said that they've got somebody else stuck over there, so we're going to take our search team and head that direction.
Receive. Change frequencies. Fire attack 7.
Back to 7.
Robert 2, Snowhawk 10.
Go ahead.
Litter kit, and what else did you need?
Just a spare litter kit.
Copy. I'll throw it in with the fuel trailer.
Chief 37 from safety. Chief 37 from safety.
Snowhawk 10, Robert 2.
Robert 2.
We might also want to think about arranging for a backup HRT team as well. This could go long term.
Copy that. We'll do it. 2 Snowhawk 10. Flight Medic 7 is here right now. Do you want him up there? Bring him up with me and when I escort the fuel trailer.
Command Robert 2, are you still at Taylor's?
Affirm.
Receive.
I'm going to be escorting the fuel trailer up there along with the spare litter kit, so I'll be up there probably in 45 minutes or so. Robert 1 is heading up there to be air safety. Also, Swiftwater is forming in the event that plug in the river breaks.
Robert 2 from Snowhawk 10.
Go ahead.
Understand, Robert 1 is going to be the Air Operations Branch Director, and can we coordinate to get a temporary flight restriction to close down the airspace? We've got multiple aircraft in the area.
I'll have Bill take care of it.
Yeah, if we can get State Aviation up here to get their trailer up here, so this is rapidly expanding on us.
Copy that. I'll take care of the TFR myself.
Thank you, sir. Snowhawk 10.
Robert 2, Snowhawk. I have State Patrol on the line. They're advising they can call FFA to close down the airspace there. Would you like that happen, and how high would you like it closed down for?
3,000 feet and from milepost 20 to 48.
Snohomish County EOC from Snowhawk 10.
Snohomish County EOC, go ahead, Snowhawk.
Navy helicopters on scene now, but we're unable to communicate with them. Can you get hold of Whidbey Island Command Post and have them come up on 123-1?
Roger, we'll give it a shot right now. Verify 123-1. good copy. Calling now. Give you an update when I have something here.
Two Snohawk 10, you're on search and rescue.
Fire at the LZ from Snohawk 10 on PSOP Sentry. Any fire command post unit at the mudslide scene? This is Snohawk 10 on PSOP Sentry.
This is Snohawk.
Command, Snohawk 10, go ahead.
Command, we need to get control of the airspace. If you can, if you guys talk to Navy Whitby or to Airlift Northwest, we need them to come up on 123.1 on VHF. We're unable to talk to any of the aircraft in the airspace. From what I can see, there's one airlift orbiting right now, and another one went over to Darrington to stage. Is that correct?
One is orbiting, went to pick up patients off of the east side, and the second one is believed to be in Darrington on the ground staging.
Okay, if you're able to talk to any of the aircraft, please have them come up on aircraft frequency 123.1 so we can coordinate the airspace.
Robert 2, Snohawk 10, that's being done.
State Patrol, receive 123.1 to coordinate the airspace. On the line with the FAA at this time, 1241.
Ocean 31, command. Ocean 31, command.
Fire command from Snohawk 10, we're picking up from the LZ, back in for rescue. We've got one patient on a roof that we're going to pick up. Do you have any subjects for us to pick up?
And Snohawk 10, make your pickup from the roof. Also, report of some individuals near the towers that were waving their arms requesting pickup. Unknown if Navy made that effort or not. Trying to find out for you now.
Roger, Fire Command. We'll pick up one subject on a rooftop, and then we'll come back with you on the other request. Snohawk 10.
Two Snohawk 10.
Snohawk 10. Go ahead, Robert 2.
Airlift does not have 1231, another frequency.
They have to have 123.1. That's an aircraft channel. It's an aircraft frequency on 123.1.
Copy that. Information is being passed on to airlift, 123.1.
Affirmative. Please confirm with Airlift Northwest. We want all aircraft on 123.1 VHF aircraft frequency.
Correct. That request has been made. 123.1.
Ocean 31. Snowpack 32, Ocean 31. Two Ocean 31.
32, Ocean 31.
Okay, I'm in Unified Command over here with Fire on the east side of the slide. He does not have M3. I'll be with him for the remainder.
Robert 2, Zebra 3.
20, Zebra 3.
Okay, I'm going to be escorting the fuel truck up there as fast as we can make it through traffic. Snohawk 1 will be lifting off shortly with the litter pack and the extra flight medic.
Receive.
530 Command, Zone 9, Technical Rescue 21.
Fire Command, Snohawk 10. Fire Command from PSOP Sentry. PSOP Sentry for Snohawk 10.
Command, Snohawk 10, go ahead.
We've got a boat in the water signaling to us. Are you in touch with them? Do they need a rescue? They're signaling us over to them.
That would probably be the ones that were signaling by the tower. We have no communication with anyone that's in a boat in the water.
Roger. We're making an assessment right now. It's a pretty tight hoist.
Received.
Fire Command, are you in communication with airlift or with the Navy Seahawk.
I do not have a line frequency. Airlift is being contacted via landline, told either to come up on 121.3 or put their aircraft on the ground until requested. We're still working on the Navy.
Thank you for doing that. And the frequency is 123.1 VHF on channel.
Right, I misspoke. I was walking and talking at the same time. 123.1.
Thank you, sir. We'll work out this call problem.
Command, this is VLS Strike Team 12.
Snowhawk 10 or Robert 2, airlift is advised that they do not have the 123.1, and I'm trying to get them on the ground with the ground contact.
Robert 2, Snowhawk 10, you copy?
Command, this is VLS Strike Team 12.
530 Command, go ahead.
530 Command, do you have a base? This time we're en route to your location with a two transport-capable rigs plus a VLS unit of three people unable to transport and a command vehicle.
Yes, continue to the front of the slide area. We'll give assignments once you get here. Go again with your unit number.
This is Battalion 1, team leader for VLS Strike Team 12. We have a ladder with three VLS or EMTs. We have two medic rigs, one with a medic and two EMTs, and one with two medics.
Copy. And your ETA?
We're just pulling in the town of Arlington, 20 plus minutes. Over at 21.
That one team leader, strike team, you need to contact the West Branch Command when you get in the area. West Branch Command.
Copy that. Contact West Branch when we arrive in the area.
Affirmative, West Branch Command will be on TAC 7. All assets under West Branch Command will be using TAC 7 for operations.
Battalion 1 copies that. Be switching back to 7.
To Snowhawk 10 or another Hilo, advise the Latin longitude for FAA.
Air Boss at Fire Command, go in with your request.
Latitude and longitude for FAA of the scene.
To Snowhawk 10.
Command to Snowpack, standby 1. Break. Unit requesting Latin long. Air Command.
State Patrol is requesting Latin longitude for the FAA for the closure of the airspace.
Command, numbers to follow. Latitude 4-1-1-1-2-5 north 2-1-5-5 west.
Receive 4-8-1-1-2-5 north 2-1-5-5 west.
1-2-1-5-5-5 west.
1-2-1-5-5 west.
Affirmative.
530 Command, Snowpack.
Go ahead, Snowpack.
Received and cleared, 1256.
Snowhawk 10 Center, 10 Center on Nora 3. Snowhawk 10 contacted airlift. They do not have a dialable GRC in their helos. They can't get 123.1. However, you can contact them on their company at 129.825.
Washington State Patrol to command and advise if 2 to 3,000 feet is AGL or sea level.
For now, make it at least 3,000 feet.
Sea level?
Command Snowhawk 10.
Go ahead, Snowhawk 10.
Negative, it's Fire Command calling Snowhawk 10.
Robert 1, it sounds like they're in the middle of a hoist on Star VHF.
Roger that. Robert 1, what do you want the altitude to be? I would say at least 3,000.
I'd like 3,000 in 5 miles.
Robert 2, I've already requested that TFR from milepost 40 to 40, or 20 to 48 and 3,000 feet. That'll work.
Roger that. State Patrol, do you copy that? 3,000 feet, 5 miles.
Right, coordinating with the FAA, they'll get the TFR out in approximately 10 minutes and advising all units to coordinate on 123.1.
That is affirmative.
Receiving clear, 1258.
And Robert 2, Snowhawk 10. I'm en route 20th and Highway 9 with the fuel truck.
Go ahead, 530 Command.
Just to advise, Airlift Northwest on your end is at the Darrington Airport.
One aircraft or two?
One. Another one already en route to Harborview.
Received. Thank you.
I also have Pink Field advising they have an MCI rig if you would like them. They're able to handle up to 60 patients. Treat 60 patients.
I will confirm with IC and advise.
Fire Command from Snowhawk 10 on PSUPS, entry.
Fire Command, go ahead, East Branch.
We're on the ground with one airlift aircraft and 11
plate.
No.
Adam Ocean, Adam 2801.
How many other...
What location?
...are black, and you may be reassigned. 3-8 from East Branch.
Rescue 3.
Okay, we are moving our command post to French Creek. The river is starting to back up upstream from us to get whatever resources, vehicles you have at your location out of there as soon as possible.
Received, removing resources from...
Search Team 1 from East Branch.
Search Team 1, go ahead.
Okay, be advised, the river is backing up upstream of your command post to the French Creek. We need to get whatever equipment and resources you have at your location as possible. Resources.
At this time, I about 16 people down here waiting, and about, I'm going to say 10 to 12 them that we need to get the patient out of here as quickly as possible.
How many medical patients removed from that area?
One patient.
And he, can he come out on ground on this side?
We have a boat that we're going to bring him across onto a landing where we're hoping to land a chopper.
Okay, can you that can remove engine 38 and some of the other equipment and the Rockport engine?
Received, I will have people up to do that.
Received.
530 Command Snowpack.
Stafford.
Rescue 38 from East Branch, did you call for evacuation? Rescue 3 patients found. Rescue 38 from East Division.
Rescue 38.
Do you have a firefighter emergency?
That's negative at this time. We believe 3 civilian searchers are in an unknown location.
Okay, can you locate them?
them and bring them out?
That's affirmative.
Received.
Air Branch Command, Snowpack. Would you call the state EOC? I'm requesting a Hybrid fixed wing assistance to get overhead in orbit with downlink capability and help us deal with this airspace.
Yes, state EOC to range that. Also, is Snowhawk 1 transmitting their downlink? If not, can we...
Command, did you copy Snowhawk 1? They will get that going.
Copy. And what channel?
Channel 5.
Channel 5, received.
Air Branch Command copies Firewood transporting 1 to Skagit. Lifting off at this time. Air Branch to Command.
Keys Command, go ahead, Air Branch.
I understand the fire EMTs at the landing zone are departing. And we wanted to make sure on your end that's what you wish to happen.
If we can, I'd like to move your LZ to French Creek because I need to get the IC out of this area for the flooding.
Say again where you want the LZ moved to.
I would like the LZ moved up to that asphalt strip where Einer lives, right there at milepost 41 in French Creek, right in the state.
Copy. So I have fuel at Green Crow. Correct me if I'm wrong, I won't be able to get fuel up to 41.
Advice the possible all of our
have
just confirming that Snohawk 1 does have radio communication with the air assets on the air-to-air 123.1. Firewood 3 is en route to Skagit with 1. Airlift Northwest is en route to Harborview with 1. Snohawk 10 is currently on the ground. Snohawk 1 is up in the air doing downlink.
I believe it's Zebra 1, Lieutenant Roshan from West Branch. 530 Command from West Branch.
530 Command, go.
Just an added note, I have put the county, the region coordinator in charge of backfilling North Snohomish County fire stations with an additional strike team, and that has occurred at some of the busier stations. So we're backed up throughout the region.
Roger that, thank you. Command, 530 Command, Snowpack, on the reverse 911, would you please do the reverse 911 up to Derrickson on 530 at this point, notifying them any of the road closures and potential for flooding?
Command received, reverse 911, upstream from the incident to Derrickson, 530.